What's up, Lady Ballers? Welcome to Should Soccer Girls Stay?
What's up, guys?
Hello, ladies.
Welcome back to Should Soccer Girls Stay? Carly Lana in the house. Oh, no.
Lana is not here. Shannon.
Shannon and Carly in the house. I thought I was Lana. I'm confused. We spend too much time together. Happy World Cup to everyone. The first game was amazing, 13-0.
Yeah, for the U.S. to win by 13 goals for the first game was just an insane start to the World Cup. But a lot of you guys are getting pretty heated, and rightfully so. We see both sides of the argument, but at the end of the day, we think that the U.S. shouldn't have to hold themselves back, right?
And I think people are being heated in both directions. I think most of our fans are heated that anyone would even care that the women would beat them by that much. Mm-hmm. But on Twitter, you see a lot of the opposing side. A lot of people are angry that the women were celebrating so much after their goals.
Yeah, they were saying they were sliding, doing choreographed celebrations. But at the same time, why not? Why can't they celebrate how hard they worked to get a goal? We all know how hard it is to score a goal, especially in the World Cup. So, I mean, we just wanted to see what you guys thought. So we prompted you a little question on Instagram and Twitter. And we wanted to know, is there an unspoken mercy rule in soccer?
Or should there be?
Yeah, or should there be?
And 28% said yes and 72% said no on our Instagram poll. Which, I mean, I think that's pretty accurate for overall thoughts, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you're a soccer player.
Yeah. And I was saying, I get it. When you're 3 to 11 or 12 years old, there's a mercy rule because it could be very upsetting to some of the children. And I'm sure parents don't want to have to deal with crying kids, you know, on the way home. But at the same time, when you're on the world stage, you're going to play to win. It doesn't like you're not going to just take it easy on the team because it's going to hurt their feelings.
But don't you also think as a kid when like that's like saying like, you know how they had like third place trophies now? Like, kids are kind of being babied too much.
I agree.
I get it to a point. Yeah. You know, like, there's always a point. But, yeah, there's a world stage. This is their, like, their jobs. They want to do the best job they can. If that means scoring the most goals they possibly can, I don't see a problem with that.
I agree. And what does that say about women's soccer for people worrying about how Thailand is feeling? You know what I mean?
Yes.
I feel like, you know, it's very interesting because if this was a men's team, would people be even arguing about this?
No.
And honestly, it will never be the U.S. men's team because
I was going to say, if the U.S. men's team scored 13 goals, then
I would go streaking down the street of New York City.
Oh, my God. You heard it here first, guys.
You heard it here first. But in all seriousness, people are arguing that Thailand's federation is potentially going to just cut the team because they're going to be embarrassed about what happened on the world stage. Wow. But that I think that just proves that. Where are the federation's priorities, and are they investing their money and time into the team to build the soccer, you know, up in that area? So it's just a very interesting argument here.
Yeah, and I mean, Indy Cowie, our friend, the freestyler, said, if a goal differential can come into play, then absolutely not. And that's so true. If that is a factor, especially, then why would you not be scoring as many goals as you can?
Yeah, and I forget who actually, the higher scoring games in the tournament so far, I forget specifically, but there's been like 7-0 and 6-0 games, so the U.S. has to actually score a lot of goals for that, you know, just in case that factors into the play.
Yep.
So let's see what else is on there. I see a lot of people are writing in on Twitter.
They also said 7 different people scored. So let's remember, you know, it's not one person, one player scoring all those. Yep. And even if it was, who cares? That'd be amazing too.
Yeah. And also, are we going to talk about how the U.S. and some of the players on the team are literally breaking records, not even for the women, but also for overall soccer teams, men and women combined.
Yeah. So if they were taking people's feelings into account, they wouldn't be making records or breaking records.
Yeah.
Right.
It's really so interesting.
The only thing I'll say is I was cringing a little bit seeing like the faces of the other team, but that's okay. Like, you know, there are emotions and you do feel bad, but not enough where you're going to say they can't score. And that one little girl crying, I was like, oh no.
That little girl was crying so hard.
She was showing the emotion of everyone on that team, and everyone like rooting for Thailand. Hey, I've been to Thailand. Great place, great people. But sorry, we were better than you on the field, you know, last week.
Somebody wrote in and said, I think if it was a friendly match, the U.S. would have stopped after a certain amount of goals. But since we're in the World Cup, every goal matters. And again, that's so true. If it was just like a scrimmage or a friendly match, I get it where the coach can be like, all right, guys, let's work on doing, you know, possession, playing possessional and getting 10 passes before you score or only score in a header. But in the World Cup, like...
Maybe what, in a scrimmage, but even in a friendly, do you think Jill Ellis would do that?
No, I don't think so. But also, what is Jill Ellis going to do?
Yeah,
hey, she's going to say, guys, calm down, you're hurting people's feelings.
Yeah.
Like, women, I think that's just like, it goes back to being women. Like, why are people making us seem so soft?
Right.
Like, why can't...
We're not soft.
We're not soft. We're tough and we're going to...
We're big boned.
Thailand is going to walk away from this and be like, wow, they're going to go back, improve their game, and I bet you they're going to be a better team in 4 years, all thanks to this failure that they had.
I agree.
So...
I know. They're going to have a chip on their shoulder.
Yep.
Everyone remembers a game when they didn't play well and they use that to fuel themselves to be better.
And I was thinking about this too. The other teams in the tournament are now going to, I feel like it's going to bring everyone's level up because they're going to all want to step up and play better. And if they want to play their best against the U.S., it's going to make things a lot more exciting too.
Right. And do you think that, I mean, on one hand, do you think this puts more pressure on the U.S. to do that successful for each of their games? Yeah. And if they don't do as well, are people then going to say, what happened? They scored 13 goals and now they can only score one, you know?
Yep. I do agree that that puts so much more pressure on them. If they didn't already have a target on their back, now they have like 13 targets on their back for them to have to stay at that level and actually continue to dominate. That's all on them.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
So I think it really makes things interesting. And I mean, they're breaking World Cup records and history of soccer. So they're really making a name for themselves, and I'm really excited to see what else they can do in the tournament.
I agree. Did you see anyone on our polls, like on our Twitter, Instagram comments that had the opposite, you know, feelings? Because I really don't see anyone saying that.
Let's see.
So I see one girl, Kath Levesser, said, I don't think one team should hold off on goals. However, I think there's a way to handle a game with so many goals. I do believe that the U.S. celebrating each goal even after 7 or 8 was disrespectful. But hey, I'm all for record breaking games.
Yeah.
So okay, so some people are just upset with
But
I mean, if I score a goal in the World Cup, you best believe I'm gonna be celebrating.
And
if it's the 20th goal, I'm gonna be celebrating my World Cup goal.
Exactly.
And like, for your teammates.
How can you hide that feeling of excitement? That is just a genuine natural reaction.
Yeah.
So I see what she's saying. Like, maybe it seemed obnoxious to a lot of people, but like, hey, if you were the one scoring it, I bet you'd do the same thing.
Another person said Germany-Argentina 11-0 in 2007 Women's World Cup. Was there even a murmur? This is a competition that's unfortunate as most countries can't support a competitive women's soccer team. Again,
wow.
I feel like U.S. always has a target on their back because they're one of the best teams, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and because they won the championship last time, I bet you people are like, okay, stop gloating, like, you know, yada, yada, yada. But at the same time, come on, guys.
Yep.
We all need to – the level of the game has increased so much since the last World Cup. So Thailand, no offense to them, but, like, when you show up, you need to you need to show up.
Yeah, I agree.
This is your one game to actually, like, make a name for yourself. So – I'm sure it's easier said than done. I'm over here on a couch, not playing out of shape.
Hey, come on. So the U.S. play on Sunday against Chile. Is it going to be another game like this?
I hope so.
As a U.S. fan, I hope. But...
So Shannon and I are actually heading to France on Friday.
Tomorrow. When this comes out. So today, really.
And we are heading there. We're going to see the game, the Chile game, versus U.S. on Sunday, and we're just so excited to just be there in person because there's truly, like, nothing better than actually being in the stands and experiencing the entire atmosphere.
It's the best feeling in the world. We got to do it last World Cup, and we're going to do it again, and we are so excited. So, more to come. We're going to try and do U.S. game recaps or just game recaps in general. Hopefully, we have some of our friends who are in France with us on the podcast. Dave Beesmode Soccer has been harassing us. No, I'm just kidding. Has been asking us to come on. So that will be fun. And he's hilarious. And he's also from England. So we'll get his point of view from someone who, you know, trains U.S. players, but also has players on other teams.
I was just going to say that he literally trains Alex Morgan, like also Rachel Daly on the English national team. He trains a ton of these women. So he knows more than anyone what the heck is going on. And we'd love to chat with him and give you guys his insight and stuff like that. So stay tuned. You guys are amazing.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, Lady Ballers.
Yeah. And if you have, oh shit, we have to.
All right. We got to go. Bye.